St. Paul instructs St. Timothy, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity." Upper Room Media presents this Teen Matters talk, praying that it will firmly establish these virtues in the future of our church.
Edna spoke of three feasts today: the Feast of the Resurrection, the Feast of St. Mark, and Mother's Day. There's a fourth feast that we also have today, which is the fact that we have His Grace present with us today. That is a feast for us in the church when the bishop visits our parish. It's a celebration, it's a feast, it's a joy, because we consider it a great blessing that the bishop is amongst us. One of the reasons the bishop is a blessing is because of actually St. Mark. St. Mark, you know, in the Coptic Church, we say that we are an apostolic church. What does it mean to be an apostolic church? Simply is that we have inherited a church from the time of the apostles with an unbroken line, an unbroken succession of bishops from St. Mark. St. Mark was our first bishop and patriarch, and he continued on to pass down the Holy Spirit by his breath, which is passed down to our present day. And the symbol of that apostolic presence in our church is the bishop. And so the fact that we have the Feast of St. Mark and His Grace visiting us today is such a joy. It reminds us of this rich church that we belong to, the Coptic Orthodox Church, an apostolic church that has come all the way from the time of St. Mark to our present day. And this breath of the Holy Spirit is what is used in ordination. When the bishop is ordained, when the bishop ordains priests, he blows into their mouth the breath of the Holy Spirit, which has come from Christ to St. Mark, and then onwards all the way through to our present day. So Edna asked me to say 2 points about St. Mark. So my second point is a story. You know, a couple of years back, we had in the car park, you know, in the car park next to the gate, there's that little bus stop where people usually sit and congregate and talk and hang out. You know that spot there near the gate in the car park? A couple of years back, a car came flying down the street from the top of the hill, and I think it was an old person who had lost consciousness or something, and they flew straight into the car park, the brick wall, the corner where the gate is. And it smashed at a high speed, and the bricks went flying forward. And thank God, no one was there at that time. Despite the fact that place is always packed. There's always somebody. If you go there, you'll find someone sitting there now. Always some people are there. And that moment, no one was there. Had someone been there, they would have been killed for sure. Anyway, when Abuna Augustino saw this, he freaked out. Because he said, just last Wednesday, I was praying the Mass. And I was going around with my shuriya to all the icons. And I came to the icon of St. Mark. And I noticed that his lion looked a bit bored. So I said, St. Mark, since your lion looks a bit bored in the icon, why don't you send him to stand at the gate of our church? And that Sunday, the gate of the church was hit, but nobody was hurt. St. Mark had sent his lion to protect us. And I believe that St. Mark is highly active in our church. He's not just our first patriarch. He's not just a saint from 2,000 years ago. But he is active and working in his church, especially a church that is named after him. So we are so proud that we belong to St. Mark's Church and his active work. Finally, Sayedna asked me to speak about 2 points about Mother's Day. Now, we're all going to spoil Mum today. That's needed because Mum does so much for us and we love our mums tremendously. So spoil her, love her, spend time with her, talk to her. But there's two more mothers that you need to keep in mind. The other mother that you have three mums. I know that sounds weird, but you actually have three mums. Your mum at home. But you also have your mother, the church. The church is our mother. And St. Cyprian says that you cannot have God as Father unless you have the Church as your Mother. So at Mother's Day, also remember this lovely and beautiful feeling that we have towards our Church. Our Church is our Mother that nurtures us. Your third Mother is St. Mary. St. Mary is not just the Mother of Jesus. She's also the Mother of the Church. When Christ was on the cross, he looked to John and said, "Behold your Mother." It wasn't just his Mother. He said to John, "Behold your Mother." And St. John at that moment resembles the whole Church standing at the cross, and he looks to the Church and says, "Behold your Mother." And so today we also remember our Heavenly Mother, St. Mary, and we rejoice in her motherhood in our life. We thank you so much, Sedna, for blessing us, giving us so much joy today on this beautiful, all these feasts. And we ask that you pray for us always. You may notice, Sedna, in the Church that we have been trying really hard to get the girls to sing with us, because we notice that the girls sometimes sit very quietly and passively. So you'll notice today, Sedna, I hope that you'll notice that they'll be singing really loudly and beautifully and worshipping, because we've been trying that we all participate in the worship of the liturgy. And of course, the deacons are absolutely amazing, and God willing, we'll have seeing them to grow in their role as deacons. And thank you so much, Sedna, for him.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.